You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Boys are often taught to be strong, but true strength comes from character and kindness and integrity and values that are deeply rooted in Christian faith. Now, in this world that sometimes promotes the opposite, how can boys embrace Christian values while still growing into responsible and compassionate men? Pastor Ian Marapa joins us once again, and he's going to be guiding us through this conversation, helping us to understand how to uphold Christian values in boyhood. My pastor, good morning, and welcome once again to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well, Pastor. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, and looking forward to this conversation because, you know, like I was saying to the listeners, that there's this thing about a lot of our conversations are about how the world has a definition of something and the Bible often has a different definition of that same thing. And so that's what we want to focus on today. What are some key Christian values that every boy should learn and why?
I think there are a lot of Christian values, especially that are essential for boys, mm-hmm. In particular. Yeah, I think honest and truthfulness are some of the most essential things for a boy, mm-hmm. especially in this world, living in the last days.
Okay.
Honest respect and responsibility. I think those are essential for young boys. You know, seeking and acting truthful in all situations. Mm. It involves integrity and sincerity.
Yeah.
And a commitment to avoid deceitfulness and hypocrisy. Mm. So these things, they are. A youth needs to be dedicated towards it, you know, in order to achieve it. It comes through practice and a serious commitment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And honesty on its own, it builds a trust in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. People cannot trust someone who is not honest.
Yeah.
Yes. And it can foster a clear conscience, and is essential for building strong and moral compass. And this can teach one to value authenticity rather than appearances. Mm-hmm. You know, today people judge people based on the appearances,
yeah.
Not authenticity.
Yeah.
But when we look at honesty and truthfulness, we find that we will not judge that. We will judge what? The character.
Mm.
Yeah. Rather than the appearances. Mm. Because some appearances are clothed in hypocrisy and it might be misleading.
Sure.
Yeah. Then maybe the second one is respect. Valuing the inherent dignity of a person as created in God's image, like we find in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, that God created. So we will look at everyone equal, and we will not also judge people based on their appearances.
Yeah.
We will see a creature, God's creation.
Yeah.
And we respect him despite the background and whatsoever. And this also includes the respect for God and respect for oneself. And if you have respect for God, I think you have respect for any other thing. So I think this is essential for boys living in the current age.
I really like that final point that you made, that, you know, respecting God will lead to respect for everything else. And in fact, once you honor God, I feel like everything else flows from there, including the other points that you made, integrity, honesty, all of those things flow from a respect for God himself. And I remember talking recently with some friends of mine about the difference between knowing God and fearing God. Sometimes, you know, every Christian recognizes that there is a God, but we don't all fear God. But when we fear God, then that's where wisdom comes from. That's where our moral compass comes from, because we fear God. How do you think the change came, where the world has its own definition of what it means to be a man versus what the Bible says in terms of what values a man should hold? Where did those other beliefs come from about appearance and about how about just looking strong and looking like a man rather than actually holding true to those values like integrity and honesty and respect? Hello, Pastor.
Hello.
Are you still there, Pastor?
Yes, I'm there. The network is tripping.
All right, we lost you for a second.
May you...
Yes, I was saying, okay. Where do you think this came from, this idea of manhood, according to the world, the world's definition of what it means to be a strong man, and the way that it's so different from the biblical definition, the things that make a man strong, according to the Bible, what you've just said, integrity and morals and respect and honesty, those things are looked down on in the world in a man. Why is that? Where did that come from?
Yeah, maybe it came from the fact that people have moved away from the Bible teaching. Mm. So yeah, you know, the world's views are different from that of the Christian values.
Yeah,
and we at times they end up having wrong role models, you know.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Like role models they are sometimes misleading. We want to be like this one, you know, these worldly role models. And sometimes they've ended up defining what a boy is, mm-hmm. and what a man is.
Yeah.
So I think that issue may be from the media, where we at times caught up following things that are not good.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And the funny thing for me is that as much as the world preaches about this kind of manhood, it's making the world miserable. Because no one actually likes it.
Exactly.
So it's like, why do we uphold this? Why do we uphold these values when we don't even like them ourselves? It's a very strange place that we find ourselves in. But Pastor, how can boys develop a sense of responsibility and integrity in this world that often rewards shortcuts?
Okay. I think developing a sense of responsibility and integrity in this present day age sometimes needs for us to prioritize that shortcuts are not the way, but we need to look for to make our efforts by hearing from the adults, like constant modeling by adults.
Mm-hmm.
Young adults need mentorship by the seniors. They need to understand that whatever they may encounter, elders have encountered.
Mm.
Thus, they either learn from the counsels of the elders. And we also need to understand that usually shortcuts might be characterized by means that are not honest.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need also to emphasize honesty to these young boys, teach them the importance of telling the truth,
mm-hmm.
even when it's difficult. When that honesty builds trust and can strengthen relationship, you know, all relationships are based on honesty.
Yeah.
You know, at times I've tried to buy certain things, and you see that this one is the counterfeit, and you see the person will be trying to convince you that this is the original,
right?
Because you just want quick gains, you know.
Yeah.
But it seems maybe you won't be looking for the original one. You'll be just looking for something. Yeah. And you end up not buying because because the person is lying. So I think we need to practice honesty.
Yeah.
The boy needs to practice honesty in their dealing, especially in business. Actually, most of these shortcuts are seen in our conduct in the business arena.
Yeah.
So we need to prioritize telling the truth.
Yeah. And as you say that, I'm thinking for a lot of people, there's a separation between what I do at work versus who I really am. That's at least the way that we look at it. So I might be the head elder at my church. I might be, you know, I might be the most upstanding member of society. But when it comes to my work, I've got some shifty, underhanded deals that nobody knows about. But it's like, now that's work. You know, that's how the business world is. But everywhere else, I'm a man of integrity. But that doesn't actually... That doesn't make sense. You have to be who you are, whether you're in the light, in the dark, whether you're at work, at home, at church, you have to uphold those same values. And you can't separate who you are as a man at work versus who you are at church or at home.
Hello?
Hello, Pastor. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
All right. No, I was just talking about that, the fact that there are some who separate their persona at church versus who they are at work. So at church, they might be known as an upstanding member of the church society, but at home or at work, they're doing funny deals under the table, backhanded deals, and that's just unfortunate. But what role does mentorship play in shaping a boy's character and values?
I think mentorship provides a positive role models. Mentorship embodies the value they wish to instill, such as integrity and responsibility and respect. Mm-hmm. This involves maybe providing boys with tangible examples of how to live those values.
Mm-hmm.
And mentorship also offers diverse perspectives. Mentors can introduce boys to different viewpoints and life experiences,
mm-hmm.
broadening their understanding of the world and their place in it.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, we need to understand that young boys are not endowed with all the knowledge. So they need mentors. Mentors are... They sometimes will be teaching us from their experiences,
yes,
their failures, as well as their successes.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember there was a time in my church where they said they grouped the senior elders with boys,
yeah,
in groups. So every boy was assigned to two elders,
okay.
And they said to these elders, just to tell these boys the things you regret the most in your boyhood.
Okay.
And the things you cherish the most,
yeah,
in your boyhood. And I tell you, the exercise was kind of beneficial.
Oh, wow.
The boys appreciated it because the way addressing the issue, which I remember, was the issue of making choices, mm-hmm. choices for a life partner.
Yeah.
He said, I delayed marrying, one of the elders was saying, I delayed marrying thinking that there's someone, I will find someone who is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, even though I delayed marriage, I encountered the very same things that I had over all these years. So I think mentorship in that regard plays a crucial role.
Right.
Whatever, like what the Bible says, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yep.
The fact that it's new to you doesn't mean it's new to everyone.
Mm, mm.
Yes.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Now, how can boys navigate peer pressure while still staying true to their faith?
Yeah, this one is a very crucial one.
Yes.
I think it's we are living in a world where there's a lot of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I think the very basis is by strengthening their foundations or deepening their understanding in the Bible.
Right.
That and understanding that our values are different from what? From the general populace. So they need to be. We need to encourage boys to develop a strong and personal understanding of their faith.
Yes.
The stronger their foundation, the more equipped they will be to resist the pressures that contradict their beliefs. We also need to teach them to say no confidently and respectfully.
Yes.
Yes. They can learn to provide alternative suggestions or to simply walk away from negative situations respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
I think they also need to choose wisely their peers. Usually, a bad choice of friends is a result of boys are succumbing to peer pressure.
Yeah.
So they need to choose wisely their associates.
Mm.
Like what they say, birds of the same feather flock together.
Yeah.
So at times we might be transformed instead of transforming.
Mm.
I think if our beliefs are rooted in the Bible, we understand that instead of us being transformed, we need to transform.
Yes.
I like Ellen White when she said that in the last days, the line of demarcation between the world and the church will be very difficult to notice.
Yes.
Because maybe it's the church now that is getting to the world.
Mm.
So we need to reverse this, what is happening, and say the influence of the church. The church needs to be the one that is influencing the world, not vice versa. So
yes.
I think that's very important when we come to the issue of peer pressure and our influence. So we cannot separate this issue with our influence as Christians.
Yeah.
We need to transform. We need to transform, not get transformed. So whenever even we cannot shun everyone away because of bad behavior.
Sure.
But maybe we can try to transform the people we encounter in our day-to-day living. Yes, I think that is very essential.
I just want to emphasize this point a little bit more, if you could, that because I was talking about this with the listeners recently, that there's always this fear that when you are in bad company, you are the one, as the Christian, who often ends up compromising your morals. And it's not often that the bad company becomes transformed and starts to become more like Christ because of your influence. Why is that the case? Why is it that we're always told to be careful of the company that we keep because bad company corrupts, but why can't good company also transform? Why is that the case? Why is it always the other way around?
I think the issue is the precedence we set is most of the times when we start a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe we need to be very careful with the issue that has to do with our influence. Say that we are influencing or we are being influenced.
Right.
Any relationship that ends up in you being influenced, it's not a good. I think a proper relationship needs both parties to be contributing towards to the growth of the friendship.
Yes.
But if it's happening either way, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
It's a one way. It has to be a two way, so that the thing can be balanced. You know, when at times when we are too much in with our religious Christian norms, worldly things seem sometimes to be entertaining,
yeah, it's true.
More interesting than the Christian things. Yeah, like I've seen young boys when they happen to when they reach the university stage, is they start encountering new things, and they some of them depart from their values, the core values they were taught in their boyhood. Mm-hmm. Why is it like that? Maybe at times we have not allowed our boys to explore a certain the vastness of the world and have experience. They need exposure to certain things, so that when they reach adulthood, they'll be surprised with whatever they encounter.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. I think we need not to leave the boy child in a vacuum.
Right.
But we need to allow also at times the boy child to explore the vastness of the world. Mm. And from his exploration, I think he can have, you'll be guided by the norms and principles we would have instilled in him.
Yeah. I like that. Now, as we're wrapping up, my pastor, how does practicing kindness and humility and respect and all these values, which are normally looked down on as weaknesses, how does practicing those help boys to become better leaders and better role models when they become men?
Okay. Practicing humility and respect are foundational for boys to develop into effective leaders and positive role models. These qualities foster strong personal relationships, create a supportive environment, and build trust, all of which are essential for leadership. Mm. Maybe we need also to address on the how part, how these. I think kindness promotes empathy and compassion, allowing boys to understand and connect with others on a deeper level. Mm. This builds lasting friendship, which are crucial for effective leadership. Kind leaders inspire loyalty and create positive, supportive atmosphere. Mm. We will touch on humility. Humility, it also promotes openness to learning. Humility allows boys to recognize their limitations and be open to learning from others. This is essential for growth and development as leaders. Mm. Humble leaders value the contribution of others and are willing to admit their mistakes. Plus, also people trust and respect leaders who are humble.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Mm. That's true.
So I think humility and kindness are essential for young boys as they are modeled into leaders.
Yes, I think when we think about the fact that a leader is not just a leader by a position, a formal position that they're given, but you're a leader because people want to follow you. And like you're saying, if you are humble and respectful and a kind person, naturally people will gravitate towards your leadership, whether you are placed in that position or you are just intrinsically gifted with leadership qualities. So definitely, I think those are very important values to hold. How would you wrap up this conversation for us, my pastor? How would you say boys can embrace their Christian values while growing into responsible and compassionate men?
Yeah, I think the issue has to do with the boys of today, they know a lot.
Yep.
So I think they need to understand and admit that they are still growing.
Yeah.
And they need to learn from others. No matter if your father has never graduated, but he still has an experience. Like what the Africans say, what an adult can see seated under a tree, the boy cannot see even standing on the top on the topest branch.
Right.
So we need to understand, as we are living in the world, there's a lot of media, chat AI and whatsoever.
Yeah.
People think that all the information is there, it is at their fingertips. Mm-hmm. But that's not it.
Yeah. Mm.
That's not it. We the world needs to understand the practicality. versus the superficial expression of things, which are the media and the worldly role models are portraying, are kind of different.
Yeah.
You know, living worldly role models, sometimes it helps us like the practicality. Like those models, they don't even tell us that in their real life, they don't live like that.
It's true.
You know, in the media, they show them the most interesting part of their life. They don't even show that there are times where they sleep with their head under the pillow when things are not okay. They don't show that.
Yeah.
But they experience their good times and what to sing. They made the beach, having funny time with their family, going to resorts and whatsoever. But those people, that's not their everyday life, you know.
Very true. Very true.
So we are deviating from the reality.
Yeah.
Because of having bad role models.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, that's beautiful. Thank you so much, my pastor, for coming through and for just this reminder of what it means to be a strong man with Christian values, and how we can hold on, how our young men can hold on to those values, and regardless of the pressures that they face, regardless of what the world says a man should be, and or regardless of what the media tells them that a man should be. Thank you so much for that reminder and for those powerful lessons. And hopefully our men out there are learning about the importance of integrity and honesty and kindness and compassion. Thank you so much. You have a blessed day further.
All right. Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.